Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Everything is stacked in your favor to succeed. Everything is stacked in your favor to succeed. That's the topic of today's Every Day is Saturday podcast. Back and better than ever. You may have noticed we're firing a lot of shows out to you this week. Why? Because I feel the enemy attacking big time. Big time. Like so many people walking around. Hey, can I do this? Can I do that? Yes, yes, double yes, triple yes, 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 you can do it. You don't need permission to launch your dream. You don't need permission to step into your greatness. You don't need permission to live a purpose-driven life with passion, adding value to other people's lives and literally changing other people's lives. Come on, man, you don't need permission for that. But I grant you permission to play big in life. Look, the economy has never been stacked better for you to succeed right now. I don't care where you live, what part of the world you're in right now. Later today, I get my braces. I'll be 51 years old. What's the date today? 18th. So the 29th. 11 days. I'll be 51 years old. I'm getting braces. What kind of moron gets braces at 51? Well, that's me, folks. Now, they're not really braces, braces, although I wanted the metal stuff just to make it look even funnier. So when I speak on stage, people can say, hey, how old's the guy? 12 or 70? I can't tell. I'm getting the Invisalign. The orthodontist recommended Invisalign. Now, she's our family orthodontist. When I say family orthodontist, did you ever dream in a world when you were growing up like I did in the 70s and 80s that like everybody in your family would have braces? My brother had braces. He was the only one in the family, I think, that had, out of eight kids. I'm the youngest of eight kids. I don't know. I mean, all my friends had crooked teeth. I had crooked teeth. He just never got braces. Now, even kids that got straight teeth, I think, just are getting braces because all their friends have. It's like the Air Jordans in the 80s. Like, hey, you got braces? No, you want braces? Yeah. It's crazy, man. So everyone in my family, including my wife, has had braces. I'm the last one. Now, my wife got them for medical reasons, and I didn't know. I thought braces were to straighten your teeth. You know, I didn't know there was a whole medical thing and your teeth are going to fall out. But it's true, and I trust our orthodontist. On a side note, man, have you ever seen an orthodontist driving a bad-looking car, an older car? Have you ever seen orthodontists not wearing a Rolex that sits on their wrist like a mason jar? My first orthodontist, not the one we have now, the one we used prior to that, Madeline, she had some jacked-up teeth, man, in fifth grade. And so we sent her to the orthodontist. I had no idea how much braces cost, so prepare yourself, parents. Ours was $7,000. I'm sure it's more expensive in metropolitan areas that are bigger than Cincinnati. I don't know. $7,000 is a lot of money when you don't have, I don't know a lot of people that have insurance. And I'm getting to the point of today's show and why everything is stacked up in your favor, by the way. But I just got to share the story. No dental insurance covers, maybe 1,000 here, 2,000 there. But I don't know a lot of people that have orthodontic braces type insurance. Anywho, $7,000, 7,200, something like that. And the dude had two Mercedes. The orthodontist had two Mercedes. And a Rolex that was literally the size of a candlestick just sitting on his arm. I'm like, wow, that's like the biggest watch. That thing costs more than my house. Congrats to you, man. And hey, you know what? Kudos to him and everybody else that goes through all those years of college, graduate school, and spending all those hours in residency. Don't begrudge you at all. Don't begrudge you at all. Matter of fact, you are delivering, talk about delivering value, giving people confidence back through their smile. Have a ball, man. Make millions. I don't care. $7,000 worth it. I love it. I went to the dentist yesterday, $150. I get my teeth cleaned every 3 months just because I want my teeth cleaned every 3 months and I don't leave myself to my own flossing devices, you know. These guys and girls that do this stuff, man, they're worth every penny and more. Like, they're worth so much more than that. $150 every 3 months. What's that? $50 a month. It's $50 if the dentist gives you the oral cancer type evaluation in the tongue and all that. So maybe it's $100. So let's call it $30 a month to have your teeth. Oh, come on, man. That's a, this. So anyway, why is the economy stacked up in your favor? The economy is stacked in your favor because when I was sitting at the orthodontist the other day, I went in just to get fitted for a mouth guard because I grind my teeth like a maniac. I don't know what the hell goes on in the middle of the night, but I'm grinding my teeth like a sledgehammer, and they're wilting away. She goes, well, you know, I can give you a mouth guard. That's fine. It's $400. I can fit you for it today. But what you really need are braces, and I'll share with you why. And she went through what's going to happen to my teeth. She goes, your teeth are like jacked up, man. You're not grinding just up and down. You're grinding like sideways and across. It's crazy. You're like cutting in. I'm like, all right, what else? She goes, well, your bottom teeth are not right, and your top teeth, and eventually, you know, you're going to lose. As soon as she said there's any potential of losing my teeth, I said, I'm good. She goes, well, I haven't given you the I don't care about the cost. Bingo. That's the point in your business and your message that you need to get to when people say, I don't care about the cost. I don't care about the cost. I didn't. I think it was $6,000. I literally, and I'm not kidding, I put it on a credit card that day. I walked, there it is. There you go. Good. We good? Everybody good? Okay, cool. Let's get. She goes, okay, well, I mean, I go, when can I get fitted for the Invisalign? She recommended Invisalign over the other type of, right now. Great, let's do it. So I went off into the other room. I was in there maybe an hour total, came out, paid for, done. I'm getting them today at 11 a.m. Right now it's 9:30. I can't wait. Maybe I'll take a selfie and post it on Instagram at Every Day is Saturday. Hey, by the way, did you book your call? Launchwithsam.com. Can we get your message launched out there? Can we talk? Can I call you from my cell? Any time of the day, just pick a time. Just pick your time. Launchwithsam.com. Are you going to sit on this message you got forever? Come on, man. So how do you make money with a message? Well, you get to that point where people, I don't care what it costs. That's where you got to get to. Now, you don't get there overnight, but boy, you'll get there quick. I'll tell you what. You want to get there? Just follow this podcast, everything I share. Make sure you're on the email list. The steps are simple, okay? You want to get there faster? Coach with me. That's how you get there. Hell of a lot faster than you ever get there on your own, okay? Now, when you get to that point where people say, I don't care what it costs, you've arrived and you will get there. I don't care if you're a car mechanic, a painter, a contractor, a lawyer, whatever it is. You could be a speaker, a podcaster. How does that work? I mean, how does it work with what I do? Because people, for example, my best client, I won't take somebody on who him and hawing about the cost. I don't even want to have that conversation about it. It's not that I don't respect the fact that they don't have the funds. It's that I'm at a completely different level of my life where I'm not going back. Well, you know, I mean, it's if you have to start, cost becomes an issue. Remember this. You've heard this 1,000 times. I know you have. If you heard any marketing at all, cost only becomes an issue in the absence of value. And I would add to that in the absence of pain. Because if your prospect isn't in pain, it doesn't matter, man. It's just don't you never want to get in a conversation about cost. Now, does that mean you don't offer payment plans? No, not at all. Some clients have come on board with my coach like, dude, I am all in. Tell me how to make it work. What payment? And I said, you know, and this is what I always say. You know what? For you, you were going to work amazingly together because I only take on a certain kind of client. Okay. And you and I are going to work great, whatever payment plan works for you, within reason, okay? You're not going to pay me $3 a day, okay? But within reason, I want to work with you because I see greatness inside of you. I see greatness inside of you. So absence, the absence of pain, that orthodontist, when she started talking about losing my teeth, I was in. You know what I talk about with people? Losing their dream, losing their purpose in life. That's a hell of a lot more painful. Imagine waking up every day of the year for 70 years and not having a purpose to your life, not knowing why you're here. You're telling me that's not painful? So all I got to do is work with Sam Crowley for 60 days, for 90 days, and he's going to put a message in my heart, and he's going to show me how to monetize that message, and I'm going to wake up with significance and passion and purpose. Sign me up. That's what they say. You can get to that exact point. It doesn't matter what you sell. You don't need to be a speaker. You don't need to be a podcaster. You don't need to be a consultant or a coach. You can do it. Hell, you could be a florist. There's the pain. Imagine painting the picture of, you know what? Imagine your daughter's special day. showing up at the altar and the floral arrangement just isn't right. Or the florist doesn't do it at all or something. I mean, it doesn't matter, man. You could be retail, a cup of coffee. You could do it with anything. But here's the thing. You got to do it. You got to stop talking about it and stop talking to yourself in the car every single day about what you would do and how life would be better. And actually do it. Because when you do it, it stirs up something. I don't know exactly what it is. It stirs up something. Maybe a scientist or somebody can talk about it. I've heard dopamine and this amine and that amine and this antihistamine, whatever the hell it is. It doesn't matter what it is. It stirs up something in your heart, man. And when you take action, you've got purpose. And when you've got purpose, you're on a mission. And when you're on a mission, people travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. And I'm telling you right now, you just got to take action. Just do it. But remember, the only time anybody's going to balk at a price is when the pain isn't there. And if the pain isn't there, you just got the wrong prospect. That's all. And I don't mean pain in a sadistic way. I just mean, I want to get out of pain. Can you help me? Yes. Here's the antidote. Great. Let's do it. What's it cost? I don't care. Let's go. Let's go. I don't care about the cost. I want to get out of pain. And you can paint that picture for somebody and you can help them get out of pain. You've got it inside. I know you got it inside of you. I want to work with you. Launchwithsam.com. All right. Pick your time. Let's talk. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.